Hello, sorry.
It's Andrew Fornelli from Fornelli Funeral Services. Before we talk about the real reason you're here, got any juicy goss on my wife in Tarrington High School days?
No, I haven't at all. No, no. Your wife was very good at school.
Was she? You're not an ex-boyfriend or anything, are you?
No, I'm not an ex-boyfriend, no.
Oh, I won't be awkward then. Good, good. It's really lovely to have you on this morning. Andrew's family have been conducting funeral services now in Lynn and around the area for 40 years. What age did you realise, Andrew, that you would be going into Dad's business?
From a very early age, really, is... With what I do is part of life. It's constant. That's all I've known. So from a very early age, I've always wanted to do what Dad done and is doing. And it's the same for my boys also. Within the next 2 weeks or so, Ollie, he'll be 13 and Harry will be 12. And right from an early age for them, they've always said they want to be a funeral director like Dad and their papa. So we are truly a family business.
And you mentioned it's life to you. How do you separate the day as such? Because obviously it's such a sad thing that you're part of.
Yeah, it is very sad. We see a lot of sadness. There is a lot of lives, people we do funerals for, where it is a celebration because they've had a long life, even though it's sad to see that person go for the family and friends. But it's part of life. It's what I do all the time. So, yeah, you have to be strong for the family. You have to be there to lead them and guide them. But as far as... doing other things, yeah, we do family things, but it's just sort of natural, really. I wouldn't say really I can separate perhaps work and life, but it's just life. It's all I've known. I haven't known anything else, so it is just really my life. Helping people, helping the local community, and myself and Dad and all the team here, which we have a very good, dedicated team. Everyone, they go out their way, go the extra mile for the families, and we do what we can for that brief family. That's what we're here for, and we're here to guide and help each brief family that we have and where we have the privilege of doing their loved one's funeral.
I like what you say there. It should be a celebration of someone's life, really, shouldn't it? Like we say, it is a day that you don't want to have to be part of, but it should be a celebration. And I'm fortunate enough not to have been to that many funerals, but one that really sticks out for me is obviously one of a young friend, so to speak. And you might even know this fella, AD, who we used to have on the radio in King's Lynn, was beaten by cancer, and he was only about 50. But AD knew everyone where he lived, and yeah. I think there was about 300 people trying to squeeze into the crematorium. But AD, obviously a radio presenter, was also a DJ, and the whole wedding really was like a mini disco. It was full of his favourite hits. Like, we walked into And the Beat Goes On, and there was music from the Four Tops, and as we left the chapel and he was going into the behind the curtain, his disco was set up and the lights were flashing, and I just thought that was the perfect send-off.
Yeah, that's right, that is. That would make people smile, perhaps laugh on the day, even though it is very sad, and being 40, that's no age at all. But it's doing a celebration of that person's life and playing that person's favourite music, and also the people at the funeral, they perhaps remember the music with that person perhaps playing it themselves or having that as a favourite bit of music, and that bring back memories for them as different times they've had with that person.
What's the most outlandish thing you've seen?
Funerals, certainly over the years, they've changed majorly. And a lot of it is to do more of a celebration of the person's life. We have a lot of funerals where a civil celebrant would do the service now and not a religious minister. But as far as different things I've seen with funerals, like we have a lot of different alternative funerals. There's alternative vehicles. We have sometimes where we take the deceased to the funeral on the back of their lorry, or it could be in the back of a Subaru Impreza, a converted hearse Subaru Impreza, or it could be obviously traditional where it's a horse-drawn hearse. It could be on the back of a fire engine we've done before, back of a removal lorry. But as far as different types of funeral, like, nothing surprised me. We do whatever the family want. It's quite nice, really, just to do something a little bit different. And when you do something different, it's because it obviously meant something to the bereaved person or to the family. But we've had funerals where we've had them in the person's garden, and we have funerals. We do direct cremation where we don't have a funeral. So we would just cremate their loved one and then have the family then their cremated remains. So funeral certainly has changed majorly over the years, certainly the last 10 years or so.
Interesting to hear you talk about all those different kind of processions, because that's the real reason I've got you on, really. My natural instinct, if I see a black hearse and the car following with the family, is just to wait, to slow down and let it pass, and even turn down my radio in the car. But a lot of people won't think of doing that, and some people will just be worried about getting to work on time. There is a funeral etiquette, isn't there, that people should follow? What do you say the general rules are?
Yeah, like the general rules would be to give way to a hearse, limousines, and any following family cars. It is a little bit difficult for the road users to know that there is family cars following behind the hearse. But it can be a little bit of a job sometimes. Perhaps when we come out onto a roundabout, we're trying to keep everyone together, but sometimes it's known that a car come round and split the hearse and the limousine up, which isn't ideal. There is drivers out there where they do stop on the roundabout and let us all go over as one, which is very much appreciated. And it's just to be respectful on the road. I guess some people, perhaps they're thinking about what they've got to do and doing, and they're perhaps not thinking too much where they're going and what they're seeing. But at the end of the day, the funeral procession, we should respect it. There's no laws saying you've got to do anything, but at the end of the day, it is always someone's loved one, and everyone goes through this at some point in their lives. So it is nice, really, if people could give respect on the roads. I will say there's perhaps more respect on the roads going back 10, 15, 20 years ago than there is today. But there is still people on the road which, as we pass by, perhaps just turn and face the hearse and take their cap off, or just bow as the hearse passed by. But then there's a lot of people which they're just busy with what they're doing and they just carry on. But as I said, it is every time it is someone's loved one, and ideally it is good to respect the funeral procession as it come down the road.
It's just a couple of moments out your day. Just a little bit of patience will make a massive difference to that family.
It does. It does. And like, the family are following behind, so they see what is happening. Sometimes it can just be the hearse and we're on the way to the family house, or we're meeting family at the funeral service. But even so, it is still a funeral. It's nice if everyone could show a bit of respect, because one day they could be following the hearse. But at the same time, I do understand perhaps some people don't realise and they're just going about their own day, and perhaps afterwards, once they pass the hearse, they just realise, oh, perhaps we should have just stopped to let the hearse out. But sometimes families do mention, and it's comforting, and the family appreciate if they see someone just stop and face the hearse as the hearse passed by, or a car just stop on the roundabout or a junction to let the hearse out. Like, our main aim is to keep the hearse and limousines and any family following cars together to keep everyone together from the family house to the funeral service. So it's what we're always aiming to do. But sometimes we do have other cars in the funeral procession, but sometimes then we pull over a bit further down the road just to let the car out so we can all be together again. So
Well, thank you for sharing it from your perspective, and hopefully maybe it will make people think maybe a little bit more next time they see it. Andrew from Fornelli Funeral Services, thank you for your time this morning, and good luck, by the way, with the new premises in Dursingham.
Yeah, thank you, Si.